coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg here. We're going to take a little trip down east, Lartundred, to Halifax, scene of this weekend's Atlantic Harness Racing Symposium. We'll talk to the executive director of Harness Racing Nova Scotia on this edition of Trot Radio. Dan Mailman is the executive director of Harness Racing Nova Scotia, which will be hosting the Atlantic Harness Racing Symposium. Dan, welcome to Trot Radio.
Well, thank you for having us.
One of the segments of the symposium that I find interesting is a segment called Doing It Right, because, like in so many other places, there are some black holes where the product doesn't get out there. And in the case of Atlantic Canada, we're talking about Halifax in particular. When Sackville Downs ceased to exist, live racing ended in Halifax, but the good news is your teletheaters there are doing quite well, I understand.
Yes, they are, as a matter of fact. We have one in Lower Sackville and one in Bedford presently, and there's one in the works for Dartmouth, and they are doing fairly well as we speak. And I think what you'll find is one of the things we'll discuss is how to bring more new people into harness racing, how to bring families and make it more of a family operation once we get them to the track. But the off-tracks are so important at present, especially when you consider the population of the greater metro area, which is over 400,000 people. And, you know, they're a ways from our track sites.
People that haven't been to Halifax may have some misconceptions about what kind of a town it is. It's a very cosmopolitan town, and certainly a major center here in Canada that used to have live harness racing. So we're glad that there's still an outlet for people to participate in the game as bettors. You talked about, you're going to talk about the Inverness success story. And the Northside Downs experience based on building live race wagering, which kind of ties into the teletheater thing.
Yes, exactly. And we have had some very nice increases in both of those markets. And the teletheaters in those markets are doing well, you know, as well as the live racing. But it's been very, very encouraging to see that kind of success come about on Cape Breton Island. And there are some great horsemen there with a long, long history of success, guys going back to Greg Peck's father, Bernie, and the Rankins, of course, and they're just some great owners up there still.
It's a harness racing rich part of the country. Horse Racing New Brunswick is working on a video streaming and wagering platform. The same thing is going on the island. Nova Scotia, any plans to do the same?
Well, and that's one of the things we'll discuss. There's going to be some best business practices discussed, and we will discuss what's been working and what initiatives are underway in other provinces, and try and create some synergies there, and just take the best of what's working and try and implement it here in Nova Scotia.
Your platforms will probably dovetail in, I hope, with a national initiative called Canada One, and our own Daryl Kaplan and outgoing CEO Ted Smith will be there to talk, I'm sure, about that along with other things.
That will be one of the highlights of the symposium, will be the Canada One initiative, and you know, the importance, you just can't stress enough the importance of getting your product out to bigger and better markets, and it's very exciting. Harness racing has taken a few hits in the last few years, and it's nice to see some positives starting to come around.
Yeah, well, that'll be an exciting thing once Canada One continues to grow and when it does come to fruition. You're right, it's going to put our product out there like it's never been put out there before now that we're in the digital age. The good news about harness racing in the Maritimes is that, above all, it's so deeply rooted that, you know, even through the hard times, you've still got such a loyal, hard core, don't you?
We really do, and just tremendous, tremendous horsemen, gifted people. You know, I go back to Dave Pinckney, who's in the Canadian Harness Racing Hall of Fame, the late Dave Pinckney, whom I worked for at one time. Phil Pinckney, who won an O'Brien Award, and he's just one of the great colt men in the world, let alone Nova Scotia. Danny Romo, there's just so many great, great horse people down here and passionate owners. I mean, they love it. They go to the sales. We did have some very nice prices at the sale here, the Atlantic Standardbred sale in Truro last fall, and it was nice to see some of those colts going through the ring for $10,000 and more.
Well, it certainly puts you on more competitive footing when you know the quality, at least hopefully the quality of the yearlings are demanding that kind of a price.
Yeah, and we've seen some really nice two-year-olds in the last few years. Phil Pinckney had a horse called Deep Finesse, set a maritime record for earnings as a two-year-old, just over $90,000, I believe.
Nice.
And he was sold to the States for a fairly big ticket. And last year, Denny Baxter sold a horse called Kid Carson, who I believe is four now. And he raced at Woodbine on the A circuit and got a very nice record. We had some wonderful, wonderful horses here last year, young horses, Meridian Magic and All Bennett of Shape, to name a few. And from what I understand, and the horses I've seen this winter when I was around the track, there's some great colts on the ground at Truro, and I understand a few in Cape Breton.
It'll be an exciting season coming up in harness racing in the Maritimes, in Nova Scotia in particular. The Atlantic Harness Racing Symposium will take place starting this Friday, and it'll run through the weekend. Dan Mailman, the Executive Director of Harness Racing Nova Scotia, I know you'll be there, and best of luck with it.
Oh, thank you very much, Norm.
Thanks for being on Trot Radio.
Oh, it's a pleasure.